Now, Beauty and the Beast is set in, do you know?
It's set in France,
yes. It's set in France, so you would expect this to be a French restaurant, yes?
Yes.
And that's what it is, sort of, anyway.
Okay.
It's more Frenchy than really French.
French-ish.
Yeah, and you know, what? as the chef said, that just about every restaurant is influenced by French cuisines in some way, which of course is true. But they do go a little bit more out with more of a French-centric menu. They do a very, very nice salmon and a beautiful steak, a steak frite. I love steak frite. It's one of my favorite things. Very little to it, but it was a very, very nice steak. So yeah, the food is good. I liked it. But the big thing is that this is the first restaurant in the Magic Kingdom that sells beer and wine with dinner.
Yeah, so were people falling out of their seats or anything?
No, but you couldn't get a Go Cup. I tried. they still will not allow it in any of the other restaurants, including the one next door that's called Gaston's Tavern. So, you know, go figure that. No beer or wine at Gaston's Tavern.
But it's the French restaurant thing, right? Having
You've
wine with dinner.
You've got to have wine with dinner at a French restaurant. It's a law. So it's nice that they finally went this direction, of course. And the wine list is very nice. It's not just a swill kind of thing. It's they went all out. They put a lot of effort and thought into this, as they usually do. There are three dining areas to the restaurant. The main one is a huge ballroom. And at one end of the ballroom is a series of windows that look out to a moonlit scene of the French Alps. And it's snowing. And apparently this is actual footage from the movie that is being projected out there. So it's very, very pretty. But the room itself is just kind of impersonal. And the lighting is yellowish. And I'm telling you, yellow lighting is not good for people or the food they're eating. Neither one looks attractive. So a little better lighting would be nice. Now, there is another room that's called the West Wing, apparently one of the rooms in the Beast Castle. And there are portraits with slash marks on them so that, you know, the Beast went crazy or he's an art critic. I don't know. And there's a hologram of a floating rose. I haven't seen the movies. I'm sorry. I admit this. But I would choose to dine in there. It's a smaller space, so it's going to be harder to get a table in there. But the atmosphere is moodier, no yellow lighting. On the other side, then, is another room that is used only for lunch. Now, at lunchtime, it's a completely different operation. It's what's called quick serve. So you walk up to a counter and you order your food, and then you go find a place to sit down and the food is brought to you. And it's too bad because it's also a nicer atmosphere. They've got cells from the movie that you recognize, you know, Belle and the Beast and the dancing dishes and things like that. Now, the dishes don't really dance. I just want you to know that. You can throw them in the air as much as you want, but they're going to come down and crash.
And you'll probably get escorted off the property.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.